Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Josh Bernstein here. His website is Patreon, patreon.com/ the Josh Bernstein, Joshbernstein. By the way, we have a Patreon site as well. Very important that you're a geopolitical analyst. We have lots to cover today. Some major things. I can't believe the baring of the teeth of John Brennan. He obviously is in panic mode, but he's being what's called aggressive panic mode. It's like if you got a bad dog and you corner it in a room, it's going to go arr and bare its teeth.
Yeah.
That's what Brennan's doing. He's actually panicking because they're getting really close. Now they got this Cambridge professor that's actually the spokesperson that's been not just hacking into this campaign, but others. We have the chain of command going. We have to Brennan, who denied and denied and denied. He's a liar. He actually needs to get leg irons and be put into freaking prison. And the same way it goes with Comey. Rosenstein is also guilty. I'm surprised that he's not been fired. Trump has to start getting some cojones. Somebody must have castrated him somehow, maybe one of his so-called affiliates. But for God's sake, fire Sessions and Rosenstein now and get rid of Mueller. And Mueller himself is so guilty of so many other crimes, he needs to be in leg irons. What the hell's going on? Why are the prisoners running the so-called Injustice Department? And that's what they should call it. Change it to the Injustice Department. And Hillary's still on her book tour, still saying, I'm not over it, after she talked about her Chardonnay and her recent talk. I mean, it's disgusting that Hillary's still out there not wearing an orange jumpsuit. I mean, orange because she's in prison. It's ridiculous.
Let me get to Jeff Brennan. First of all, I have talked to many people, many Islamic scholars, many experts on Islam, and they have told me point blank, off the record and on the record, that John Brennan is a convert to Islam. That he did that
right.
At least years ago. Now,
when he was actually stationed in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, that's coming from about four or five different sources, many of which are very credible sources in Islamic, doctrine and understanding. So right then and there, you have someone that is an enemy combatant of the United States, in my opinion.
Right.
This is somebody that has done these horrific things and, has gotten away with it. And now we have a situation where Brennan is the one that's been holding the stick altogether. You've got Project Umbrage, which was part of him. You've got Project Sledgehammer, which was another one, which was the initial spying on the Trump campaign when, in the very, very beginning of it all. So now it's coming out that finally this is the guy who's been behind everything, and including Comey, and that's why Joe DeGenova said that Brennan, Comey, and Clapper are going to be indicted, and I believe that he's absolutely correct. Now, the only question that I have is, if the indictments come down, are we going to have a weak, feckless attorney general be in charge of them? That's the problem. And I really, truly believe that all of these things can be solved, all of these people can be held accountable if we get rid of two people, and that is Jeff Sessions and Rod Rosenstein. And
exactly.
More than anything else, Jeff Sessions. I have never been more disappointed in an appointment in a Republican administration in my entire life than I am with Jeff Sessions.
I have a strong... You know, we need to say, my alternate existence, I'm a cadaver dog. You know, the police cadaver dogs find the dead body dug somewhere in the middle of the woods? And the cadaver dog in this situation is, they got the goods on Sessions somehow. They have him with a relative or himself or somebody doing something that's really bad, and they've got pictures, photos, serious evidence. That's where you never see the man. He's got an upside down bus. He's got the bus on. I'm thinking, you want to be a good guy, and you've simulated that. You did a pretty decent job back in your own home state, but you must have been into some bad stuff, maybe in the distant past, but they got you. They got you, boy. Something's going on here. It doesn't make sense to me. He recruits himself from the Russia investigation, which is, to be honest with you, BS, because the whole thing started from... And then he didn't fire Rosenstein, and Rosenstein expanded the actual inquiry that, again, the cabal of Comey, Brennan, all these people put together. This is using an intel investigation and turning it into, let's find the person and we'll determine the crime. Do you know who quoted that? Vladimir Lenin said, "Show me the man, and I will show you the crime."
Exactly. Just plant one.
That's what it is. You'll find something.
I've been saying that for the longest time. They never got Russia collusion because there was no Russian collusion. So then that's when they basically said, okay, fine, we're going to do this investigation. Find anything. I don't care if you've got to do no-knock warrants in the middle of the night and frighten women and children to get information like they did to Michael Cohen and like they did to these other folks and Paul Manafort. Just get anything. Get anything you can, and we'll try to hang something, anything, on this. And that's the sick part about this, because when President Trump is no longer president, they will try to arrest him. These are the type of people, the Democrats are so just deplorable, that they're the type of people that once he's dead and buried years from now, hopefully he lives a very long time, these are the kind of people that will desecrate his grave on a daily basis, and you'll need armed guards to protect it. That's how sick and disgusting and twisted these liberals are. They hate this man that much. And again, it goes to both parties. It doesn't sit with just Democrats. Republicans hate this guy as well. Because
I'll tell you what he's doing that's ticking them off. Do you know, if you're a high-level Mormon, a high-level Mason, a high-level Muslim that's a Mason, a high-level Jew that's a Mason, whatever, and you do something, you release something that's the opposite of what your so-called clan wants you to do, there's nothing worse than a high-level person of any type of these secret orders that violates the edict of the order. And that's what Trump's done. He's a high-level Scottish Rite Mason. He's actually become a pro-life Christian advocate. And that ticks people off. The Judeo-Christian belief systems he backs now are backing the State of Israel like nobody in the past. He's backing pro-life. He's backing America first. He's actually directing a border. And I can tell you right now, they're pushing now, the various parts of the party are pushing to have this immigration thing come up in the next few weeks. We're not waiting until November. They're pushing it now, and there's a reason for it, because behind the scenes, Trump is saying, you know, I got to deal with this border, and I have to actually put a wall up. I have to stop MS-13, and these are animals. And I couldn't believe the left, and seeing some of these things, how they twisted and say, he's saying all immigrants are animals. No, some of these people are desperate, ignorant, and stupid, and slow people who are coming from awful countries. But guess what? They don't have a right to just park their butt here and get everything free. They don't, okay? We can help them in their home country. We can decide to take a certain amount of humanitarian aid people. But we can't allow our country to be flooded by 100 million desperate people, no matter what their situation is. We have to determine who's going to... Then we can set up work visas, a Bracero 2 program, and put them in safe camps where they can actually work and make money and so on. But we don't want to just absorb a giant group of people when we don't even put our own people first to get these jobs who are quite capable of it. Or we can train them up.
Listen to this. I think the plan is much more sinister than you're even leading on to. I think it's more of the fact that they don't want the wall, the Republicans. They don't want President Trump to be successful. They don't want President Trump to be reelected. And believe it or not, they don't want to be in control of the House and the Senate. Otherwise, they wouldn't be putting the gun barrel back in their mouth. Because that's right. What's going to happen if they, God forbid, pass this thing. Now, activists like me and many others are out there right now fighting against it. We're doing everything that we can to get people aware of the fact that they're so close to bringing up this vote. It's horrible. It's literally, you have to understand, this is a situation in which after the election, we could look at doing something with immigration and, again, getting rid of chain migration, getting rid of birthright citizenship, building the wall. These are all the things, you know, E-Verify, mandatory. These are all the things that we should be doing. Not offering citizenship to illegal alien children. And they're doing
exactly.
Exactly.
In other words, you shouldn't be cut off by the music, but this is real serious. We need a proper immigration bill, which they have the real good chance of getting it done. This needs to happen yesterday, and we need rapid immigration. We need to have states and industry put what they want. We need a work program. That's it.
I was going to tell you the three people that told me about that.
Maybe you can talk about it on air if it's not too scary. Later. Okay. And welcome back. And Josh Bernstein. Josh, let's continue with this very important story because people need to understand what's going on here. This is actually the future of whether or not we actually have a country, isn't it?
It truly is. We're facing a constitutional crisis here. And for John Brennan to tell Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell to stop Trump from ordering the Department of Justice to investigate his crimes... His crimes.
Pretty damn nervy, hey?
Insane. It's just insane. It's just absolutely insane. He said to House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell that they would bear the majority of the responsibility of the harm to our democracy if they don't stop Trump. I'm sorry, Brennan, but you're the one that has caused this constitutional crisis. It was you that have done these things. It's your secret projects, Project Sledgehammer and Project Umbrage and many other secret programs that were done under your tutelage at the CIA. You are the one that is doing this constitutional crisis, and you belong in handcuffs or worse. I'd like to see you hung at the Super Bowl at the halftime show with Comey and with Clapper and with Hillary and with Mueller and all the others.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's really... this, of course, is really good because it also means we need to start dealing with things like the level of musical chairs between the administration in all our branches of government, including Congress and Senate and the federal government, and lobbyists, and the ability to manipulate everything, including the selection of judges. So the judges are actually operating from the bench, which is violating the separation of powers. It's amazing, isn't it?
It truly is. And look, President Trump, I can't believe it's taken him this long to order an investigation into whether or not he was spied on in his campaign. I think that's just insane that it's taking this long. But I guess on the positive, at least it's starting to take place. The problem is you have just... Sessions. None of this is going to get done. If you have criminal referrals that were done from the House Intelligence Select Committee, which you had on Lisa Page, Andrew McCabe, Loretta Lynch, and Hillary Clinton, and James Comey, have those been started? Those were criminal referral investigations. Have those investigations been started? Do we know? I don't believe they have. I don't believe they have. Jeff Sessions is an absolute disaster. And for anybody out there who's listening to this and they think, oh, give Jeff Sessions a chance, it's part of the plan or this Q crap that everyone likes to talk about and there's 29,000 sealed indictments, yeah, that is garbage, okay? Don't believe any of that crap. The problem here is we have a deep state operative mole in Jeff Sessions along with Rod Rosenstein and the rest of them. And their loyalty is to the deep state. It's not to the American voter. Trump is the only one that is really standing up for the American voter. And it's just sickening to think what a wasted opportunity that we have all three branches and yet couldn't get some of these simple things done because Republicans, not just Democrats, Republicans have blocked this president because of their personal disdain and animosity towards him. Sickening.
Yeah, it is. It really is amazing. But, you know, I think Trump is starting this process of campaigning for pro-Trump senators and Republicans, and it's my prediction, although I'm usually a pessimist, but I think he's going to pick up seats in the Senate and Congress. I don't think it's going to be a blue wave. I think it's going to be a red wave. And I think you're going to be surprised that what's going to happen, especially now that he's gotten this action regarding pro-life, regarding the money he's going to Planned Parenthood. I think you're going to start seeing the Christian right really stand behind him. You're going to see the Rust Belt states where they're getting more jobs now stand behind him. He's talking about phase two of this economic plan, which is going to make it permanent, the tax deduction for the middle class, and other things that are going to increase business here. And although he's taken the foot off the pedal for the trade deals with China, believe me, the negotiations are going on. He's the art of the deal. He's basically saying, now, China, you have to understand, I'm really going after you if on the 12th of May, because you had a lot of numbers, two meetings in a row with Kim. If Kim doesn't completely accede to denuclearizing, I'm coming after you. And because you have to understand, they're just a proxy of China and Russia too, but mainly China. And the fact is that if China doesn't play ball and make sure Xi actually does everything, because I can guarantee you, Xi tells Kim by text message which hand he used to wipe his butt. He can't do anything without China's approval. 90% of their trade is with China. So if Xi tells Kim what to do and he doesn't do it, it's going to get very ugly for China. And that's why I see this not as a negative move, but as a move to say, hey, guess what? My meeting with Kim, but I'm actually dealing with you, Mr. Xi. That's what's going on, right?
Yeah, I do think that it's going to end up being a situation in which they do have this meeting. But, you know, you have to understand that one of the things the North Koreans want is they want to have the missile defense taken out of South Korea. They want to have the troops taken out of South Korea. Well, that's a no-go. That's a non-starter. So that's why I'm saying I don't know how...
There's nothing that America needs to do. Period. We need to, at the front of the table, Trump needs to say, I'm doing nothing, you're doing everything, or this is the consequences. I'm going to kill you and all your generals, I'm going to decapitate your regime, and I'm going to crush China's trade. Now, if we just stop the intellectual property, we have four big banks in China. I was watching Life, Liberty, and Levine. Those four banks in China have been already money laundering money for North Korea. If we just simply refer them to the International World Trade Organization and we make them bank persona non grata, the Chinese economy will crash and burn in a matter of 2 months. They're done. And we have to understand, with the loss of intellectual property and the loss of being able to steal it, with even contracts with American corporations are buying, going to Silicon Valley and buying, and it's over, they're done. The Chinese are a paper tiger, and we've got a match underneath the right paw.
Right? One of the big problems with China is their growth and their population. Because now they're in a situation where you have 25% of their population. That's 400 million people that are considered in their middle class. That's a lot of people. I mean, we don't even have 400 million people in this country. And their middle class alone is 400 million. Well, there's a lot of factories, there's a lot of manufacturing, there's a lot of construction companies. They're all going under. And they've been going under for the last couple of years. China has seen their credit rating downgraded recently. Their gross domestic product percentage is like 288%. So they are in trouble. And they, by the way, have a $21 trillion deficit as well, just like the United
States. Actually, I heard it was actually more than that. What I heard, the latest number is between 24 and 26 trillion.
Wow. Well, that's even higher than what I...
Yeah, it's even higher. It's even higher than ours, believe it or not. And that's the actual government debt. What I heard is that half of the loans of all the private PLA billionaires are shark loans that are leveraged at over 20%.
Let this be a lesson to all liberals. Communism and socialism never, ever work.
No. exactly, including the communism of former Soviet Russia right now under Putin and his oligarchs. That's why they're impoverished. It's a mess. Jay-Z thing, that's a good story. And welcome back, and we have a comment here by the Abominator. By the way, I think one of the things that's really missing, both even on Fox News and the other, is that they don't mention Obama's name when they look over all this conspiracy. The top of the heap is this monster Obama. And he's literally sitting 3 miles with a wall around this complex with 8 bedrooms with his former head of staff in this building, Valerie Jarrett, and he's still scheming behind the scenes to become a political entity, still negotiating and traveling around to other countries, and still there trying to make comments to Jay-Z and other blacks to make sure they keep the blacks down. It's a good thing that we have people that realize America's colorblind now. Let's face it, okay? And this idea that Obama, he's actually not a good black man or mulatto man because he wants to keep blacks down so they stay Democrat. Because once they get wealthy enough and powerful enough and independent enough and realize they're just Americans like the rest of us, they don't need to be Democrat. They can be Republican because the Republican is going to support and protect their assets, their life, and their safety in their nation from illegal criminals being released on the streets by crazy, dumb Democrats. That's only one of many things, regulations, all kinds of other garbage going on, that the Democrats have lost their common sense and decency. It's insane, isn't it?
It truly is, and you're absolutely right, because many of these black entertainers, when they become millionaires, sometimes even billionaires, they become more conservative, they become more Republican, because they understand that the left is taking their money, they understand that, you know, the high taxes that they have to pay. And so they get to see it from a different perspective.
They get to see they're keeping them on the plantation, the left Democratic plantation. That's what it is.
And that's why Barack Obama doesn't want people like Kanye West to say things positive about the president, because if these people start to believe Kanye West instead of Barack Obama, the Democrat Party suffers. And believe me, that's the only thing Barack Obama cares about. He doesn't care about black Americans, Hispanic Americans, white Americans.
No. He just wants power.
He cares about Muslims.
Well, Muslims, because he's a closet Muslim. And the other fact is, he wants to deconstruct America. If you read the book about his father, it was written by his communist buddy up in Chicago. The fact is, Tales of My Father, the fact is Barack Obama wants to make America a post-colonial nation. He ripped the guts out of America, left open borders, re-released 84,000 criminals back on the streets that are convicted felons, destroyed our military by sequestering it to the point where that's why so many ships are crashing and planes crashing, because they didn't have proper airtime or even replacement parts. He's made America weak to the point where it's basically a burnt-out prostitute nation to hand over our business and our intellectual property to other countries, especially predator nations like China that need to be smacked down hard, because they're a danger to the whole world. Imagine if the whole world becomes like China. Imagine. With surveillance, using our Silicon Valley companies. And people say, well, that won't happen. It is going to happen. If we let those human beings, our Chinese brothers and sisters, suffer under the maniac of Xi, and just for the sake of business and cheaper stuff here in America, like washing machines and toasters, etc., that's not right, is it?
No, it's not. And, you see what's happening in all of these socialist countries. Cuba being a communist country, they were just taken over from one of the leaders of the Communist Party, who may look like an actor like Richard Gere, but he's an absolute tyrant too. He comes off as one that's not. Then you've got these the Maduro guy in Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela. No way, with a 75% disapproval rate, did he win that election. I don't know why the international community is not swarming Venezuela right now and removing that.
Well, I'll tell you what I would do. If I was Trump's advisor, because I already know that they have nuclear submarines, Russian and Chinese nuclear submarines and troops down there, I would swoop in there and I'd decapitate the regime. I wouldn't discuss it. I wouldn't give any advance warning. I just do it.
Yep.
Because you have to understand, this is a danger to all of South America. If you think that Maduro and his communist maniac friends who just want to grab one nation, are you kidding me? This will spread like a cancer metastasizing all over South America and Central America. It's not over with Maduro. Maduro is the center of this tumor, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And Maduro, look what he's done in just his first 6 years alone. He has gotten Venezuela to the point of like 500 to 800% inflation. There's no food. They have killed and murdered all of the animals in the zoo because they've eaten them. The prisoners are now eating
Whoa.
Each other. There's no food. They're eating rats. They're eating household pets, sometimes even children. It is an absolute disaster. And none of the media, including so-called conservative media, are covering it. And it's just sickening to know that this is going on in South America, not that far away, to be quite honest. And it's just insane. And before him, you had that animal. Thank God he's dead. You had Hugo Chavez, who took over in 1999 and thankfully is no longer with us. But he handpicked Nicolas Maduro to take over in Venezuela. And now look at what's going on. I mean, big government socialism doesn't work. When are these people going to wake up and realize it?
I don't think they are going to, actually. What you have to understand, if you let the totalitarian regime of Russia and China regrow their power, they'll dominate the regions and the world. And our best deal to actually deal is to start dealing with Russia to democratize it and get it back to on track, because it is, has possibility. With Xi, the only thing that he understands is force, because he already acts like an emperor. Xi is already acting like, I'm Mao Zedong, I'm the new emperor of China. He's an emperor for life. This is not a good thing.
Well, just change the constitution so he can be.
Right, and the problem is, what we need to do is we need to take these four banks and list them as criminal banks. We need to actually go after the individuals and their SWIFT accounts, etc., for transferring money. We need to seize the billionaire money of all these PLA members, the same as the oligarchs in Russia, including Putin. We got to say, okay, Mr. Putin, come to the table, start negotiating, stop the threats. In fact, like, you know, once we get things safe, if we actually got Russia and us allied against China and other countries, we could deal with Islam and deal with the other things. The Russians have a lot of problem with Islam. They got these Chechnya and so on killing people in Moscow and St. Petersburg. This is not a minor problem for them. It's a major problem.
Right.
What I see happening, though, is China is basically on a rut right now, and that's why they want this Belt Road thing. I had a very interesting discussion a week ago with Harley Schlanger from LaRouche Foundation, which to me is a front for a lot of socialist and political and geopolitical things that are involved with socialism and supporting communism in Russia and China. They think the Belt and Road is great and it's going to reverse the totalitarian regime. No. As we opened up the trade with the World Trade Organization 25 years ago to China, they've gotten a hell of a lot worse, not better, haven't they?
Yeah, they've been way worse. There's currency manipulation that's been going on for a very long time. And
right.
Again, under Barack Obama, he allowed this to happen. You have to understand, deep down in his soul, he has always hated this country. He's always wanted to take this country down, fundamentally transform it, using his exact words. Well, that fundamental transformation almost happened. Thank God we didn't have Hillary Clinton, because we were able to undo most of the damage that he has done already, which is actually pretty much incredible to think that in only 2 years we've undone just about all of his administration's policies. But it's the mindset that he has been able to set for over 8 years, or right around 8 years, and even before that, I mean, George W. Bush was no, you know, conservative, really. So this big government, big spending mentality has been kind of ingrained, if you will, into the Washington psyche. And when someone wants to break away from that, it's like taking candy away from a baby. It's like taking a drink away from an alcoholic. It's like taking a needle away from a heroin abuser. It's going to have a negative reaction. And that's basically what you're seeing right now. That's why they want to stop Trump, because they're used to this big spending. They're used to these high taxes. They're used to this, you know, creeping socialism and collectivism and progressivism. That's the problem.
Right.
I remember when I
And if you get socialized type health care, you'll get health care I call hangnail medicine at the speed of light. But if you've got a serious condition, no innovative care, none. Doctors go bankrupt, clinics go bankrupt, hospitals disappear, innovative care disappears, and if you got a hangnail, they'll rush your treatment at the speed of light, but you have something serious, to hell with you, literally. That's what socialized medicine does. We can only dream when we see Justice Kennedy's retirement is now moving into high gear. And we have Ruth, and I love the way you did this at the break. Ruth Gator Ginsburg instead of Bader. Gator.
Yes. I've been calling her that for years.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. Man, yeah, she really is a piece of work. I mean, judges are never supposed to rule from the bench or act like legislators, but they do. And she's the quintessential example of something you shouldn't do if you're a senior justice. You interpret the law, and the law is a fixed condition. It's not a living thing. It's something that's fixed. And if it's not fixed, it means whatever interpreter is there, it becomes a political arm of the parties, and i.e. either the Rhino Republicans or the damn Democrats, both of them globalists, which want to destroy America. People have to understand that. That's why Trump is having so much trouble. He doesn't just have the Democrats on his neck. He's got the Rhino Republicans, too, all extremely ticked at him. That's what's going on.
Yeah, no question about it. And it should be any justice that looks to international foreign law in deciding a decision should immediately be removed from the bench. Immediately. Immediately. No second chance or third chance. You should be immediately taken off the bench if you're looking at international or foreign law to decide a law in America. You should be looking at the Constitution and the Constitution only. It's unbelievable that these judges just activist judges, legislate from the bench. It's just sickening. So I would love to see Anthony.
You know what I would like to have then? I'd like to have a panel of citizens and citizen, lawyers, et cetera, panel that would actually kind of oversee if the justices have done a violation, and they should work for Congress, because Congress should have oversight power of the Supreme Court. When they do something like this, Congress should impeal and impeach these justices, whether they're federal judges or whatever judges in the Supreme Court. They should remove them from the bench. Because they've actually violated the view that their position is to actually interpret and create new law based on their own interpretation, which is not their job at all. They're not allowed to do that. It's supposed to be the operation of Congress to create new law. Not even the president can create new law.
Right. And here's the thing. I'm not a fan of lifetime appointments either. No. I would like to see maybe 10 years tops.
Then
in 10 years, you would have to be reconfirmed through Congress or the Senate or something. For maybe
I'd say something like 8 years. Eight years would be enough.
Exactly. Because that way, you can totally have the court turn in a very nasty, nasty way for a decent amount of time. And then you have a chance to change it back, if they're not lifetime appointments. So I don't
think it's likely to happen. Yeah, no, I don't think it's likely.
You can't even get Congress to pass term limits for themselves. You think
I'm working on life extension technology, and I made some major breakthroughs in just the last few weeks. And by the way, our Red Deer Velvet DR, which is a first in the world product that puts you back into the fetal state so you stop aging, will be here probably next week. And I want to give free product to all conservative Supreme Court justices. They want life extension. Dr. Deagle's going to provide it free.
There you go.
If you're not a conservative, you can die. You can die, baby. We're not going to help you.
Yeah, we'll make sure the judges,
We'll accelerate the process. We'll give you something like...
It'll be like conservative vampires on the court. 300-400-year-olds.
Yeah. That'll be funny, hey? So, I think actually, if Trump... with the IG report coming out this week, here's what I think Trump is going to do. Number one, I don't think him and Rudy are going to sit down and talk to Mueller. I think Mueller is going to be terminated. He's talking about, hey, if you sit down with me, I can end it in September. What a pile of crap. Lawyer, whatever, and I'm half a lawyer myself already, I could go back to law school and get a law degree in a year. I can tell you right now that Trump should not talk to Mueller. Number two, he should find some way of either getting Rosenstein or Sessions or both of them fired and immediately replace him with an attorney general to do his job.
Exactly.
Secondly, he needs an independent counsel set up to actually go after Hillary Clinton and all those other characters that need to be in leg irons and orange jumpsuits, including Brennan. Brennan needs to stop smirking and showing his teeth like a bad dog in a corner. He needs to be cornered into a jail cell.
Exactly.
He needs to realize you're not beyond the law. This is the difference about America, including even if you're a president, after your term of office as a president, you can go to jail just like Nixon would have, could have gone to jail. Okay?
Yeah.
So we need to stop all this crap and say, look, you're not a king and queen. And I was a little upset, by the way, when I saw this marriage ceremony on the weekend. Everybody's all, she's a princess and the royals. The royals can go to hell. This is the problem is the royal system in Europe and the royal system in Britain has been a noose around our neck for centuries. In fact, it's British intel that have created a lot of the conflicts in the world, have actually depleted American resources, men and blood and money and everything. And the royals are part of the problem, not the solution, are they?
Look, I can't imagine 30 million Americans watching, you know, Harry and whatever her name is.
Meghan Markle.
I think it's just ridiculous.
I think it's scamtastic.
I don't care. I can't imagine that many people really caring about it, but apparently 30 million idiots in America decided to watch it. But look, I think we've got bigger fish to fry. I think that Brennan and Comey and Mueller and Lynch and Hillary and I know I'm forgetting others, Rosenstein and Weissman and Peter Stroh and Lisa Page and all of these others, they all need to go to prison.
Right.
Uma Abedin, she needs to go to prison. The people that pleaded the fifth during the testimony with the email investigation, once it's found out through the IG that the investigation was completely a hoax, those people should also be retried. Everyone that pleaded the fifth should be retried. I believe there's about 150 to 300 people that need to go to prison that are in the deep state, that are in the intelligence community, and that are in the Clinton campaign and Clinton associates. They need to all go to prison, all of them.
If they don't, it's like the end of the movie The Big Short, 2008-09, when that economic disaster happened. And they had about a 3 or 4 minute rant that all these people went to prison and everything was done and we fixed the system. And then they said, no, none of that happened. And that's what I don't want to hear. I do not want to hear a year from now or 5 years from now that nothing happened and Hillary walked, got more book deals, eventually died of Parkinson's disease and dementia, which was what she is. I mean, the physical body is left by the demonic entity inside her. And all these other criminals that basically, they're just got a slap on the wrist and a big pension. Or they got moved to a different department. It's mind-boggling. They just got moved from... Yeah, it's sinful. And it's not American justice at all. It needs to stop, doesn't it?
Well, look, I'll say this. And this is probably the last thing I'll say today because we're running out of time. But the deep swamp waters will never, unfortunately, be drained. However, we will get to a point, especially with this IG report, in which we'll be able to see the bottom of the swamp, and we will move the majority of the creatures that are left into the kiddie pool. So it will not be nearly as deep as it once was, and it will be able to be seen the bottom. This IG report is going to reveal the bottom of the swamp, the part right now that we can't see. I believe that that's now going to get shallow and less murky, and we'll be able to see the bottom of the swamp. However, it'll never be drained 100%, but all we can count on is that these swamp creatures now get moved over to the kiddie pool, where at least we can see them, and we can see the bottom.
The kiddie pool. Yeah, it's... I think the biggest thing about the swamp is the rotation between government and administrative departments and lobbyists for corporations. And if we pass simple laws that allow you to have a your band from lobbying or going back and forth from the musical chairs, that would stop a lot of the swamp. Because it's not just a matter of draining the swamp. It's a matter of stopping the characteristics that allow the swamp to exist.
Right.
You don't need to set up term limits, because that actually will make people just become administrators and move the game over to the administrative law. What you need is simply drain the actual swamp, which is, once you've been in government, you can't lobby anymore for the rest of your life, or maybe for so long it's not profitable, 12 or 15 years.
Well, I disagree. I think we should have term limits.
Yeah, well, I think the lobby and the rotation of magical chair, musical chairs is the basis of the swamp. That's why, look at CNN. They hired Brennan. He's getting a big fat salary to be a pundit over there.
Yep.
He shouldn't be allowed to be a pundit on CNN. Former CIA director, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is. CNN is ridiculous.
Yeah. The Criminal News Network, I call, or the Clinton News Network, either way works, doesn't it?
Yep. Communist News Network.
Yeah, exactly. Remember, CNN in Turkey is working for Maduro, for Erdogan. Nasty.
Nasty stuff.
Nasty, nasty stuff. Not very American, I can tell you.
Nope.
Thank you, Josh. Amazing show. Thank you.
A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.